Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 88,
The Devil Mask.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're hydrated. That only works if you heard the pre-show. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Audio Obscura. I am your host, David Martinez. I am joined, as always, by my... should have thought of one before the show started. Democratic co-host. I just want to see what he does with this. Democratic co-host, Michael Quentin Foster.
Thank you so much, David. Yes, I am a major proponent of democracies. Yeah. I love democracy in all its forms.
Yeah. If you go to his website, michaelfostervoice.com, right in big letters, it's just pro-democracy at the top. That's the most important thing about the website. Folks, we are joined yet again by some fantastic guests with us. Returning as a guest, first, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Tim Marks.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to stand up. Thank you. Thanks for welcoming me.
It's just a standing desk, so I don't have a choice.
I was picturing a standing ovation. I meant the listeners at home.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we can feel it.
Yeah,
feel
and if you're it. Driving,
especially if you're driving,
please don't
yeah,
stand up.
Yeah.
And folks, we have not one but two guests today. Tim Marks is joined by our second guest, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bobby Miller Jr.
Hey, everybody. My camera is a piece of poop. Yay, there we go.
That's right. We got poopy cameras and great guests.
Yeah. Well, just the fact that you crafted a webcam from buffalo yes. dung is so impressive.
It's actually, Michael, we use bovine here at the Miller homestead. We've got Bessie and Betty Lou.
All right. Quit plugging your business.
Okay. Sorry about that. I should probably start it before I plug it. You're right.
Of course, this is Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, so that means I have three guessy boys joining me today, Foster, Tim, and Bobby, and they will be attempting to guess the mystery that I, the obscurist, have concocted for them today. I have a series of six clips, audio clips, from across the vast reaches of the internet, and these guessy boys will get a chance to listen to each clip twice and only twice. They cannot look anything up during the course of the show. They'll get to talk and comment amongst themselves after each clip and see if they can figure out what it is they're listening to. If after six clips they think they know what is the subject of this mystery and the source, does it come from a video, an audio format, what is it, then they can win a potential 3 points. And if you get 3 whole points, you have the chance to redeem those for what, Foster?
Oh, David, I'm so glad you asked. You can redeem those for pinky rings.
Wow.
Either pinky.
These are collectible items from the film Fern Gully.
Ooh,
the
wow.
animated film Fern Gully.
How many points for one pinky ring?
You have to get all three to get the pinky ring.
Okay. So
go big or go pinky.
A third of a pinky ring is not really worth much.
Yeah, it won't stay on very well.
On Amazon, right. Okay.
Hey,
yeah. That's
what
eBay is.
If, however, you are unsure at that point in time, you have the chance to take an optional hint clip where I'll play an additional 7th clip. But if you take that hint, you can only win a potentially maximum of 2 points for the source and the subject. And if you only get either the source or the subject, you only get 1 point. Of course, there's a couple other little details throughout the game that will come up as they come up. I'll mention those when we get to them. But are we ready to dive into this week's mystery? Our two guests, our guessy boys, Bobby, Tim, how are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I feel good. I hope that my camera doesn't cause problems.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we know you're there.
Yeah.
Oh, we hope you're there.
Yeah, my audio is fine. We're good. Fine. We're good. We're good. Let's go.
It's a podcast.
He's ready.
So
super.
Yeah. I'm excited. Let's cool. do it.
Foster? How you doing, buddy?
I'm here.
All right. That's all we ever ask of you. That's all you're willing for us to ask of you. Let's jump into it, folks. Today's audio mystery challenge. Here comes clip one.
I heard 47 voices. distinct personalities and characters.
Nine of them babies.
Nine of them were babies. At first I envisioned like a boxing movie, like the crowd at a boxing match. And maybe the babies were fighting in the ring. Is it too early for me to lock in my guess?
It's never too early. And I do like that image of them crawling around with little adorable boxing gloves.
Okay, yes. That first clip was a lot to throw at you. Probably, I think maybe my favorite first clip I've ever created on this show. So I'm going to give it to you a second time because it's great. So here we go. Here's the second listen for clip number one.
I mean, that's a lot in a little amount of time.
I know.
It's got to be, a crisis, obviously. It's like a movie crisis of some type. And it's like, it's got to be like, I mean, the only way I can think of it is like Michael Bay has the camera. He's up and running. He's like up and going. And it's just like babies, fire trucks, chaos, sky falling.
I agree. It sounded like a movie. Like it was well designed. Like you could hear the big crowd, but then the baby noises were so clear that I don't think it was something that was recorded accidentally, you know, on a webcam.
Sounds like an amateur Foley artist that was just trying to break through and be different. So there's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop some baby lines on some just commotion and really change the game.
You know, Bobby, I got to disagree. I think this is very professional in the fact that there's a story here. I'm engrossed in it. I'm worried about that baby.
I'm worried about that. That was a make you worried baby scream.
It's like, why was the baby there in the first place?
Oh.
Yeah,
exactly. Probably started a fire.
Babies don't just show up at the scene of the crime, guys. I'm just saying, like.
Guys, babies don't just show up places.
There are handprints and knee prints all the way from the crime scene. You know, print that baby's knees before it leaves.
Bobby, I would recommend you don't watch Baby's Day Out because you will constantly ask yourself, how is this baby doing this? How did this baby get here?
I would actually ask you to rewatch Baby's Day Out and then ask yourself even more questions. Why haven't or why didn't you as a baby go walk and have a day out?
Bobby, I have to decline because I know there's a scene where a baby burns a man's genitals and it makes me very uncomfortable and I don't want to watch that again.
Is that a part of the movie? Okay.
Let us see what genitals may or may not be burned, perhaps, in our series of
David,
clips.
No.
Segway King? I think so. Clip two, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes clip two at you. Here we go.
And for those who don't cry, some have a secret weapon. The devil mask.
Wow.
They want you to cry.
Yeah, for those who don't cry. Oh, I saw a documentary about a do-it-yourself haunted house. Like some guy in Virginia just made his own haunted house and it was so intense that people called the cops and he was literally torturing people.
I mean, to be fair, half the work was already done for him.
Yeah.
It being in Virginia.
It's like a haunted state.
I mean, it just clearly just sounds like
it's got more ghosts than live people.
I mean, it just very, very clearly sounds like they're just trying to scare you right away with something. Because they're saying they're just using the general tenets of religion of good versus evil, devil. Yeah. I mean, I could explain it more, or you could just go watch a Little Nas X video. It's all right there.
or a big Nas X video. Treat yourself. I think I have a good guess.
Right, Nas X has been referred to too many times on the show.
He's getting too much publicity on this podcast.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is happening. Someone had mentioned that this could potentially be like a movie. I think that someone's off camera. I think these are infant actors, and they want to get a reaction out of them, right? It's like Crisis. You want to show that. Maybe a baby's getting separated from a parent.
They're showing a baby a devil mask. But maybe the cops are not okay with it.
They are.
So that's why the police are there. Hey, do you have a license for that devil mask?
Is this how we get Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen to cry on Full House?
I mean, yeah.
They had the devil.
I thought that's where they had Dave Coulier. I thought that was enough. I like where you're going, Foster. It's like the Foley artist who needs the certain types of baby cries for their work.
Yes, yes.
For different films.
That's a good point, Tim. It could be on set or it could be post-production when they're trying to get that
is
isolated.
Is this just like
audio.
Their marketing tools? Is this like their audio reel? Like they're pulling the curtain. They're selling this inside. This is inside baseball of the audio industry of like how they got these baby cries.
People wonder how I get so many different types of baby cries. Come downstairs
and
with
let me tell you guys, it's not just a matter of amount of babies. It's also how you get the babies to cry. Genetics plays a big part.
And they're like walking you down the stairs. All right, here's the room where I keep all of my babies.
Right here. Someone has a baby demo reel of just baby cries.
Yeah. Trying to get some longer wails out of Samantha, and I think Devil Mask might bring that guttural sound from her little tiny lungs.
Let's listen to clip two a second time. Let's see if we get anything different from it. Here we go.
And for those who don't cry, some have a secret weapon, the Devil Mask.
So I said some things have used the Devil Mask. So some like producers, some
film producers, some movie directors, something like that.
Infant boxing promoters.
Some real sickos.
Some avant-garde cavaliers.
Some modern auteurs. Yeah.
It's like a baby Borat movie where the baby doesn't know it's part of the
my milk. That doesn't
my
work.
My mom.
That doesn't work.
My mom.
Oh boy.
I'm proud I haven't done a Borat impression for like 5 or 6 years.
But hey, we can bring it back.
Broken
now.
My streak.
We can bring it back.
I'm proud of us too.
Yeah, you're due. Yeah, you're allowed now. It's been long enough.
By the way, I really hope that actress who was in Borat 2, I hope she wins the Oscar.
Oh, she better.
That would be.
I mean,
that would
she
be
put
incredible.
Her she life on the line.
Yes. Yeah. You gain weight for a role. Okay.
Oh, you almost had.
I went into a hotel room with Giuliani. Yeah,
you went one on one with Giuliani in a hotel room.
You go toe-to-toe with Rudy, you get an Oscar.
And live to tell about it?
Cut to Meryl Streep just applauding on her feet. For
yeah, absolutely. Standing up.
We have four more clips to get through, so let's jump right along. We're going to head to clip three next. Clip three, here we go.
The ceremony is arguably more fun for the parents.
I'm out.
Okay, I mean, this is religion 101. They're just what? This is church at a Sunday? I mean, this is...
Well, it's clearly a documentary vibe, right?
Yeah.
This has got to be...
Ceremony.
Jesus Camp. This sounds like it's from Jesus Camp. I haven't seen Jesus Camp. Or I think maybe I did. This is bad. I used to drink a lot.
Why did you watch Baby Days Out before you watched Jesus
Tim,
Camp?
I watched Baby's Day Out.
Where are your priorities,
Tim? Tim, I watched Jesus Camp while I was drinking. I watched Baby's Day Out when I was a sober kid. Two totally different people.
Right.
Okay. Red wine, I assume.
Okay. So this.
So ceremony.
A ceremony.
So yes.
I've seen babies cry at baptisms and understandably so, but, where they get dunked in water. No one's ever done that before. They didn't know that was coming.
But nobody's on the side like, yes, we wanted to cry. More tears. More tears.
Wrong. If you grew up in the Catholic Church,
cry and you'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
But who's actively wanting tears from these children? That's the vibe I'm getting.
Wait.
They're using... Hold on.
Wait.
That's what I was trying to do. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a bell sound. That was to Foster's question, who's actively wanting these children to cry? For those of you who are unfamiliar, the bell sound means a good question has been asked.
You know...
Who is wanting these babies to cry?
I kind of want...
This is a documentary.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear it. Go ahead and get that second listen if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah.
Here comes clip three, second time.
The ceremony is arguably more fun for the parents.
It sounded like there was almost like a chanting in the background.
I didn't I kind of caught that.
Back to like who would want the children to cry? He said that's a good question.
I mean, on a film set, if you're wanting that reaction, but there's this ceremony now. I guess it doesn't totally eliminate like entertainment industry, but because it could be maybe a ceremony in a film,
yeah,
kind of thing. But
so there is a lot of stuff that like in the middle America, like tying with Hollywood of like the whole like idea of don't run off to Hollywood and get indoctrinated into this, that stay at home. And so that's why like there's so much like really, really strong, like faith based media and stuff like produced here in the heartland. Stuff like that. Okay. So like
if this is faith adjacent, we don't still pretty early on a lot of possibilities.
Not even faith. I mean, it actually could just be like just trying to teach kids about like right and wrongs or something. I mean, not even just faith.
Is there some group that thinks it's like healthy for little children to cry? Like it's beneficial for the children to like wail and cry?
I mean, I know there's like laugh therapy. Oh, we got a ding on that.
Aha.
I know there's like laugh therapy. I would assume there's also right? like cry therapy.
And if the only way to make you laugh is to make a child cry, hey,
sometimes
you gotta break some eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta break some eggs.
you gotta break some eggs.
Listen, this is a sacrifice for all of us. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, how else are you gonna laugh other than throwing eggs at a kid? It's so much fun.
You make a loud noise, they cry. It's crazy.
Especially depending on what type of egg you throw. Hard boiled, it bounces off and you just keep doing it. Soft boiled, it just makes a mess.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Stamp.
Look at the calendar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived at the halfway point of our mystery. That is three clips down, three to go in our regular season. But of course, at the halfway point, our listeners will know we have arrived at the segment Hot or Cold. And of course, as Tim and Bobby are both very familiar with, I would love for them to give us their rendition of the theme song to Hot or Cold, which they're very familiar. They hear it every single week. They know what it is by heart. Would you please give us the theme song from Hot or Cold, please?
Yeah. You want me to take the first verse, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me a little, do the bass line kind of for me. Yeah. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is your guess rotten? Or is it bold?
Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you hot?
Are you hot?
Are you cold?
Are you cold?
Ladies and gentlemen, Hot or Cold is, of course, the segment where we get our guessy boys to see where their minds are at with this mystery. They get a one single word, or perhaps I'll allow maybe a compound word if it goes together, or a little short phrase if it's common to go together, to guess if you're hot, cold, cool, warm, on the right track, way off base. We're going to find out. So each person, Michael, Tim, and Bobby will all get a single word. You guys can talk amongst yourselves to coordinate if you want, but I will need a single guess from each of you.
I want to say, let's try to figure out if we can rule out religion.
That's a good one.
Because I feel like that's like always one of the largest common denominators.
Right. And when you say ceremony, the first thing we think of is religion, but if it's something else, it'd be
it
good
could
for
be
us
like
to know
a
that.
Wedding or something else. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Like anything, any place like where kids shouldn't be. So like
windsurfing,
like church, because because religion runs so much through our everyday lives. If we can decide if it's related to religion, then if it's not, then we can like there's more segments we can go down.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind going ahead and just confirming the documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we got three guesses, three things we get to put out there.
Yeah. And we got the ding bell on, like, people thinking that it might be good for the baby, like,
yeah.
Health-wise.
Maybe therapy, or...
Oh, it makes me think of, what's the religion that is it that doesn't like to give medical care, standard Western medical care to the children?
Atheist.
I mean,
Jehovah's Witness? Seventh-day Adventist?
It could be. There's so many of them that are just so... just splintered off
anti-establishment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe antiquated medicine.
I might guess healthcare.
Okay. I like it.
All right. I think we have three words, I believe, or three guesses.
Yes.
Let's just go around my screen, starting with our guessers. Tim, if you want to start, what would you like to go with?
Healthcare.
Okay. Bobby?
Religion.
Religion and Foster.
Documentary.
Documentary. All right. Healthcare, I'm going to say, is chilly. It's pretty chilly.
Ooh. All right.
Pretty chilly. Not flat out cold, but chilly. Religion, I'm going to say, is, gosh, what's like slightly warmer than cool?
Lukewarm.
What's
damp?
Cooler than being cool.
It's damp. It makes your joints swell up when you're outside, but you're not cold. You don't need a jacket.
Lukewarm.
No, it's colder than lukewarm. Luke cold. It's Luke cold.
Luke cold. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Leia warm.
Peter cold. Yeah.
Okay.
And Foster, documentary is hot.
Okay, so can we just keep going now? So it's got to be like a documentary about a fandom.
We'll hit up our theme song, our exit music to Hot or Cold. It'll get inserted here.
Hot or
but
cold.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Any insight that gives you?
I think, so it's like, if it's Luke cold on religion, so that makes me think of like fandoms of some type. So
yeah,
like, is this a like documentary about like a Comic-Con or baby pageants?
Ooh.
Does this have anything to do with baby pageants?
Where
and
they
it,
want
and it's like the crying portion.
They want them to cry. Yeah, there's the talent, and then there's the crying.
Is there a baby crying pageant?
The athletics tournament.
Saddest
the
baby
tournament.
In all of Nebraska.
The world championships.
We do have
a baby crying.
We do have three clips left, so I wouldn't fret too much because you got a lot of material left to go. Let's go ahead and jump into clip four and see what that gives us.
They are jiggled, frightened with faces, and loud noises are made.
Stop! Stop doing this! Why?
Is this maybe there's a
baby
competition
pageant
where you're trying to get, like, you're hoping that you have the most resilient baby, and you hope all the other babies cry?
Oh, is this one of those documentaries about obscure sports? Baby crawling. Is this like a baby crawling? Like a baby weighing thing?
Baby weighing?
Like... Or like a baby evaluating, like, you know how you take your pig to the market? Everybody, like back in the agricultural days.
Like a dog show?
At the fair, you'd always take your kids.
Like an adjudicator with a clipboard and one of those like appraisal eyepieces and just like looking at the pen, interesting, and writing some stuff down.
It's like a 4-H event. Yeah, I raise babies. Show babies.
What? I mean, we think about like
a blue ribbon baby.
how some dialogue like evolve like, when like you hear like old farm movies and talk about, well, the Miller boy's eating a bunch. It was like, well, how do you know that? He's like a mile down the road. And also, what story are you trying to tell here? It's like, because I guess in small towns, everybody knew everybody's business. So it's like, yeah, it makes sense of saying like, oh, he's going to be good for the community because he's big and strong. He's really eating a bunch.
Everyone's got opinions.
Well, and this documentary is stating this as if it's normal.
Like it's like this is a throwback to the olden days. Like, you know how like the state fair, like you go to the state fair to eat stuff you can't eat every day. So like you go to the state fair to do a pastime that maybe is a little outdated and antiquated, like a kissing booth.
It terrifying babies? I can't wrap my head around this.
The baby jiggling booth?
The Midwest is a weird, really weird place, guys.
Also, you got to deal with reality.
It's the great melting pot.
I don't want to live in a world like this.
A lot of cultures.
Let's give clip four our second listen.
They are jiggled, frightened with faces, and loud noises are made.
The background noise sounds like kind of a fair atmosphere.
Yeah.
And there's some music going on, maybe some... kind of a bluegrass.
It sounds like it could just be like a jamboree.
Like a Boy Scout thing?
This could just be like, no, jamboree. Like,
they're a play
little,
place.
Yeah, for like kids where they just go and like they're just stimulated a whole bunch.
They are a sponsor, by the way. Thank you to Jamboree.
I'm thinking that maybe this is just this is like a, to our, I guess, Western eyes, a bizarre cultural thing. that is not tied to religion, but I mean, there's all kinds of wacky, again, to, from our perspective, yeah, wacky days and celebrations that happen all around the world. And this is true, just one of those where they like to make babies cry and they've figured out how to do it.
I haven't gotten any inkling of like of this being a foreign land necessarily.
Well, we have not heard any language,
yeah,
or it's been so faint.
Yeah.
Right?
Other than the narrator. And that
exactly
could be, yeah. Okay.
And a baby's cry is universal.
All right.
Okay. Like that's maybe like a little known part of Carnival is like, oh, in the morning before right, the parade, right, we scare the babies.
And if the baby gets scared,
I don't know. I've heard a Swedish baby cry, and that's a foreign language.
I don't know why I believe you. I believe you somehow.
Based on the level and volume of the baby cries, that's how we map out the weather disasters that are going to happen throughout the year. A blizzard on Thursday.
You get your passport based on your cry. We have two clips left. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Coming at you is clip number 5.
He cried a lot today, so I think he repelled many evil spirits.
Yeah. That was a translator.
Yep.
Yeah. Repelling many evil spirits.
So how is it Luke called to, oh, I mean, it's not, maybe not religion, but like pseudo-religion? Does this have anything to do with like a pseudo-religion?
Like maybe something, I don't know if this is a good equivalent or something like Day of the Dead? Kind of like that, where I think it is religion adjacent.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of...
What was the word you said? What did you say?
Day of the
what
Dead.
Was the word you just said?
Dias de los Muertos?
Day of the Dead. I heard David Ed, and I didn't... Yes, sorry. I just heard the wrong thing.
The film Dawn of the Dead?
Did you think Foster said David is dead?
No, I heard David Ed, and I thought that was a person's name that you all knew, and I just was like, some guy named David Ed.
Tim, here's a fun fact. If you play this episode backwards...
Yeah.
David is dead.
It says David is dead.
David is dead.
Someone's going to assassinate me because of that, Foster. That's on your hands. Do we want to hear that one more time?
Please.
I think we have to.
Clip
5.
He cried a lot today, so I think he repelled many evil spirits.
I'll give you this hint that I don't think it's really a hint because it doesn't give anything away, which is a hint in and of itself. But Bobby, you were basically on to it with religion was Luke Cold, but maybe spirituality would have been much warmer.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay. Nice.
Gotcha.
Excellent. All right, final clip left.
Okay.
All right, no further thoughts. Then let's hit up our final clip of the regular season, after which point I will ask if you guys want the hint clip or not. Here we go.
The are acted out by members of the local community who were chosen based on their physique.
Okay, so this sounds like it could be tied to maybe like a Mardi Gras, something more of like the celebration sides that are like the spiritual celebrations tied into religion. So like Carnival or Mardi Gras, kind of like what Foster said, like Day of the Dead, maybe Dios de los Muertos, maybe something like that.
I think so. I'm really curious about this. Like in my mind, I'm envisioning adults dressed as babies because that sounded like adults wailing in the background. Unless I heard that incorrectly. Like I'm a baby.
Yeah, it sounds like they're all like playing a part or something. So it's like, yeah, somebody. They said something about like the physique. So maybe who's got the
right,
best adult baby physique?
Who looks like a giant baby?
I'm the biggest man, baby. Like Foster was saying,
who's a cherub man? Who's we're looking for a sweet looking dumpy lad.
My first thought was that
dumpy lads.
All the dumpies.
Dumpies, assemble.
My first thought was that they cast certain people because of their physiques in order to scare the babies. Like they performed some kind of dance or act or
that's a good point.
Scene in a way that would make the babies cry.
Because of their like body shape, like they're able to play that character. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
throw a devil mask on a big old human baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there's like, we've seen so many different performers that are contortionists. And so like you throw a mask on a contortionist that they've like, they're super in shape that they can like turn their body inside out and put a devil mask on it. Yeah. I think that could scare a baby.
I mean,
I don't know for sure. I ladies, have a niece I could go,
gentlemen,
I could go find.
And babies.
And scare.
Presenting Cirque du Soleil.
I mean, I feel like that's a lot of work. Like, they're going through a whole casting process. Or like, we'll be in touch. No, if you looking at a baby and like you turn your back, like that baby like will cry. The baby's crying the dumbest
About the cast, Foster. Just think about your life as an actor. And so think about the casting process, and just imagine if like going out for this and finding out like, oh, I didn't get it because I couldn't make a baby cry. What?
I'm too adorable.
I paid $1,000 for acting classes.
My coach says it's not about how you make the baby cry; it's what you do to make the baby cry. So that's why I have to keep on giving them candy and taking it away from them.
I'm a classically trained baby crier maker. Let's hear it again.
Yeah. Last listen of clip Ooh. Six. Here we go.
The are acted out by members of the local community who were chosen based on their physique.
Sounds like you're saying the skits.
Yeah, it's like the. I think it's like the stories. Right, the
yeah.
Like the history of this event, a
the
reminder
plays.
Of why they do this.
The plays,
I've seen bad theater that made me want to cry. It's rare, but
when is this gonna end? We're
ceremony?
Only in the second act.
The ceremony, yeah.
The ceremony. I mean, it sounds
I've
like
seen,
fun.
I've seen Antigone make a baby cry.
Sounds like a hoot.
Folks, we've reached the end of the regular season, which means you have a choice in front of you. Guessy boys, Obscurians listening at home, you can either guess now for a potential full 3 points or take the hint clip but only win 2 points. Guessy boys, you don't all have to agree. You can all do your own thing. Some of you can take the hint, others don't have to. It's up to you as an individual what you want to do. If you want to compete against the others, join in with them, confederate.
I'm going to pass on the hint clip.
Oh, okay. Tim's ready for a bold guess. Okay, we'll get his locked-in guess in a bit. Bobby, what are you thinking?
I don't even know, man. I guess I'll pass on the hint clip. I'll pass. I want to hear what Tim...
Okay,
I need to judge what Tim says to form my opinion.
Sure. Yeah. All right. And Foster, are you going to go for the hint or not?
I want the full 3 points.
Ooh! All right.
Angling for that pinky ring.
Ooh.
For the bold one,
limited
yeah.
edition.
We have on this show, there is precedent for a 9-point game, meaning we've had three guessy people where they all got the 3 points. So 9 points all around. So maybe there's a potential for that to happen once again here today. Tim, well, sounds like we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Are you ready to make your guess on the source and subject?
Yeah. I believe it's a documentary video of some kind. I'll stick with video. I think it's going to be a video. About my only concern is that maybe it seems pretty obvious at this point, so maybe we're missing a key component, but some kind of ceremony where in a foreign land where they make babies cry in order to scare the evil spirits away. It involves a performance by adults.
Cool. Excellent. I'm just jotting these down so I don't forget them. Bobby, what is your guess that you would like to lock in?
The guess I would like to lock in is kind of similar along the lines of Tim's, is that it does take place in a foreign off-land, whatever that means. Just not in America, maybe necessarily. And so I'm going to say that this is some type of rite of passage that's tied into maybe a spiritual thing that's tied into growing up and just trying to make sure you do good and stay on the right track. Maybe not necessarily tied directly to religion, but something that's like off of a spiritual like holiday of some type that's more ceremonial, kind of like First Communion, something like that.
All right. Sounds good. And Foster.
Yeah, I'm basically going to agree with everything Tim said. The only thing I'm wary of is this could potentially be just straight audio, like an NPR segment. So I'm going to kind of go generic and see what that does for me. This is a documentary about a cultural event. Perhaps it's called something along the lines of the Week of Tears or the Day of the Eye Drop Slits. And I don't think it's a week, you know, I think it's part of a larger festival, but it's like Tim said, it's just about keeping the bad spirits away. Maybe, and maybe encouraging like a good harvest and, healthy people kind of thing. And they're having so much fun, traumatizing these infants.
Great.
They're having a great time.
So I'm going to ask for one extra thing from all three of you. And that is just because a fair chunk of what you guys have summarized, I think, has been provided to you in the clips. But so I'm going to ask for just to push a little bit farther and maybe go ahead and have you guess what you think the bleeped word is. There were two different bleeps. They were different words, but they go very much together. It's sort of the same concept in both bleeps. So what do you, can you tell me also what you think the bleeped word is? I'll give you a second if anyone's ready to go ahead and venture a guess.
Ceremony.
Okay. Bobby's saying ceremony.
Reenactment.
Okay.
One of them, it sounded like it started with a P, but it wouldn't be priest because that would be too religious. Practitioner.
Interesting. Okay. Excellent. All right. That means all three of our guessy boys are
locked in.
Obscurians listening at home, this is your chance to lock in your guess. If you want the full 3 points, you can write it down. You can tell a friend. You can scream it into a pillow. Let out some frustration. Just shout it in there. But make sure somebody hears it so they can prove that you were right. Great. Otherwise, for those of you who listening at home who do want the hint clip, we're all going to get a chance to hear it. Now, of course, our guessy boys have locked in their answers, so they can't change anything, but we will get to hear this hint clip.
And please, here comes clip seven. When you do that, please send in a video of you screaming your answer into a pillow that someone else is sleeping on at the time.
And if they don't wake up, especially, send us that video.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
People are making babies cry.
Don't send me that video because I don't want to be implicated.
Good point. Who knows what's wrong? Clip seven, the hint clip.
Dressed in traditional costume, they hold babies in a ring in front of a referee who helps the do everything possible to make the infants shed tears.
Dude, you jokingly, Tim, mentioned boxing.
They're in a ring.
These babies are in a ring.
And it is a competition, isn't it? I think it's parents. Is the parents what got bleeped out of that one? Each parent has their own kid, of course, that they're trying to win with.
So for at least the listeners at home, I will say it's not parents because we did have the word parents earlier and I didn't bleep it out then.
Okay.
So remember, the parents were having more fun, I think, was something to that end was the
call. Yeah.
Who's going to win this year?
Who will hold the title?
See, that's the problem. And now this makes me go back to the baby wing and stuff. Like the babies are jiggled and riled up, just like you think of like bullfighting. Like, I'm sorry, it's not the most humane of activities. Like the ropes are wrapped around the bull's midsection area. In some cases, there's also wrapped around the bull's, I don't know bulls well enough to talk about them in that way. It just makes
for the listeners. He was pointing to his own genitalia.
Yeah.
But
you have your own bovine based company in your home. We've already established that. Like
you said,
ago.
No promotion.
What a sneaky way around it.
Yeah, exactly. But so like you think of like, there's a competition, like they rile up to see like, what's the best we can get out of this baby. And so like, it's a, place where they stress babies to see, oh, is this like a place where they take babies to see if they've got mutant abilities? Like a Professor X's house of, I mean, that would explain the multicultural.
Charles Xavier's School of Gifted Youngsters.
Yeah.
And could this franchise do better?
The stakes are low.
And medium.
The bar is very low.
Rare.
Here comes, we're going to listen to that hint clip one more time for our Obscurians at home. Here we go.
Dressed in traditional costume, they hold babies in a ring in front of a referee who helps the do everything possible to make the infants shed tears.
Oh, so they
will
help
tell you
the,
that the bleeped word is the same as the first bleep in this case.
The boogeyman equivalent.
I'm thinking like the actors, like the whoever the masked people are whose job it is to make the babies cry.
Yeah.
So performers, maybe.
I want a good clean cry.
I just want to know how you become whatever the judge, like, is this as a community elected position, or is this just like you get it? Like, is it an elders thing, or is it just like, oh, Terry knows how to judge a baby. He's never had kids, but he's just got an eye for what makes a baby a baby. Like,
he's got just, an economics degree.
He can pick a baby out of a lineup.
Oh, folks, this is it. This is the moment where we find out everything that is going on, because we get our reveal clip. So, Obscurians, if you took that hint, now is your chance to lock in your guesses, because we are going to find out what this is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Clip number 8, the reveal.
Lots of festivals and ceremonies are held at temples and shrines across Japan every year to wish for the healthy upbringing of babies and children. Crying sumo is one such ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Sumo.
Crying
baby
sumo.
Sumo.
Baby sumo.
That's
mo, mo,
right. Well, crying sumo. The babies aren't being sumo wrestlers.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Oh, now you have a problem with it. You hated what they were doing before. Yes, sorry, the audio quality on the original source is just a little bit rough. So that it was Japan. The word was Japan.
Yeah.
That got cut off, I think, a little bit. But yeah, ceremonies across Japan. One such is crying sumo, which is a tradition in Japan where sumo wrestlers will shake babies. They'll kind of compete them against each other effectively. So they each take a baby. There's two babies facing off. And they try and make them cry in whatever way they can.
Yeah.
And the belief is that it will help them grow big and strong, help them be healthy, potentially even ward off spirits, like evil spirits. I've even seen one source that said it sort of lets the god, it like welcomes them to the world. It lets the gods know that they're here and present in the world. Yeah, it is a tradition across Japan.
Awesome. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. So the bleeped word we had twice in the original clip and then in that hint clip is the word wrestler. It lets the wrestlers know. And then we also had the word sumo bleeped in a second.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. So I got into professional wrestling because of The Undertaker. When I was a kid, seeing him on TV made me believe in, oh gosh, there is darkness in the world. But then as I grew up and learned... and incidentally, this is related to an older conversation we've all had, as I learn, like when wrestling loses its magic, and you find out it's fake, like the world gets a little bit darker and you have to like find other coping mechanisms. And now like I realize when the night before my 21st birthday, my siblings took me to WWE. So the first time I got to go drinking legally was with my siblings, and it was to see a wrestling show. And so that explains so much more about the past, like, 10 years of my life. Oh, that was fun.
And, well, The Undertaker, known for, you know, being very emotional. He likes a good cry.
He does. I mean, he is known as the American Badass because... he decided to shed the facade of the dead man after 9/11 and take up the mantle of being the American Badass, because it's what the American people needed at the time. It's what they needed. They needed a hero, and he was that.
The next, just for the listeners, the next 60 minutes of the podcast will be about professional wrestling exclusive.
Put it behind a paywall, please. I need money.
We will, but you get no royalties from it.
Great.
So, so that's the mystery. You know what? I think every single one of you said pretty key stuff. However, we were all missing that like main wrestling sumo component.
Man, I started off with boxing and I should have stuck with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna give everybody 2 points. I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys 2 points because you had the format pretty much down, everybody. But I think you kind of, with all of the details that you gave in your locked in guess, I think you kind of hit on good chunks of it. Tim, you said they make babies cry to scare evil spirits away. Bobby, you said it's a rite of passage, a spiritual thing about growing up. That's very much a big part of it. Foster, you said keeping bad spirits away. You called it a cultural event. The Week of Tears. I love that title. I love that very much. The original source does say that the competition varies from location to location. In some ceremonies, they do it based on which baby cries first. Some do which baby cries the loudest, etc. It is a pretty intense thing to watch, like to see. I mean, you know, nobody likes to see a baby cry, so it can be a little bit tough.
I feel like it's a stretch to call it wrestling.
Well, no, they are wrestlers. There's no wrestling happening.
They're wrestlers by vocation and training. They're not.
Yes.
It's like, Foster, think about when you have to do community service. Like you do something that you're good at, so you have to like use your talents elsewhere.
Who's wrestling?
No
one's wrestling. Let me show you. I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to show you where this comes from.
This episode's already pretty long.
Well, I won't show you the whole thing. I'll just literally show you like an image from it so you can see what
it's
happening.
It's more so they're playing like, for instance, like around Christmas time, people don a costume that's red and they put on a beard to look like Santa Claus.
A costume?
These sumo wrestlers, because of their physique, they put on this mask and they're able to play the part, which is to scare a child.
Okay, this is all I want to show you. So yeah, they're just...
All right. That's all I
need. Sumo wrestlers from the community who are, the parent hands over their baby to one of the wrestlers, another parent hands over their baby to another wrestler, and then they just like make faces and make scary sounds and stuff like that and try to make the babies cry. And the referee is judging something or other. And then they hand the babies back. That's it. There's no one's doing any wrestling.
Who is chosen based on their physiques? These people dressed as wrestlers?
The sumo wrestlers.
Oh, so they're not professional wrestlers.
Yes, so the wrestlers.
They're not really wrestlers.
You know, competing.
No, they're sumo wrestlers.
Yeah.
So sumo.
There are people dressing up as sumo wrestlers.
Yeah,
they're,
I got conflicting. Sometimes it said, they specifically said that they got volunteers from the community to dress up as sumo.
So sumo is a large community in Japan. Just like, so like people play racquetball here. People do sumo in Japan. Like it's a professional sport. It's just, there's recreational levels and stuff, all different. Sumo halls are all over Japan. I know that.
So I think they just want to make sure that they have this physique and then you can come in and, you know, whether you practice sumo or
I'm
not.
I'm more concerned about who was being jiggled. There was a mention,
is it the babies
that are jiggled or is it the sumos that are jiggled? Do they not jiggle the sumos at all?
I mean, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other, right? Like you, if I'm jiggling a baby, as I'm probably doing some jiggling myself.
Probably going to be able to jiggle, yeah.
I feel like I should get a bonus point just because I talked about how these people would be dumpy baby men, baby people.
Okay.
And I have respect for sumo. I don't want to say I don't have respect for sumo.
No, of course. I'm gonna give Foster a bonus point real quick for that, but I'm also going to take a point away because of the format. Because at one point you said you wanted to go generic and not lock down if it was audio or video.
It was a video.
I mean, it is, but you got to say audio or video.
You didn't say that, my friend.
This was before you got greedy for a bonus point.
I will say this is a better alternative than gender reveal parties. Because over the past 2 years of havoc, the gender reveal parties have caused, not only on our great land, but also our environment as a planet. This is way better than gender reveal parties because
in northwestern Japan yesterday, a sumo wrestler jiggled a baby, which destroyed 18,000 acres of forest land.
I found this quite fascinating. I think it's an interesting practice, something I never heard about, no indication of it whatsoever. So I thought it was pretty unique, perfect fodder for Audio Obscura.
It's pretty wild.
Folks, we are coming to the end here. This has been a fantastic mystery for our guessy boys. Thank you guys so much for playing along, for guessing your hearts out.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get quick plugs from everybody. Tim, where can the folks find you? What do you want? Is there something you've been consuming lately you want to shout out that people should go check out?
I'll shout out the KC Improv Company. We are currently doing improv classes by Zoom and then occasionally in the park when it's nice out. And then aiming to reopen our theater in Westport this summer. So kcimprov.com, and you can find us on the socials.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Listeners to the show, if you follow us on Instagram at Audio Obscura Pod, you'll see frequently many of our guests come from there. Easy way to find the handle as well. We'll tag them. Bobby Miller Jr., where can the good folks find you, what you're up to, or any media you want to plug that you've been consuming?
I'm on Twitter at Miller Bobby Jr., and then that will probably let you find me other places if you want to. I really, it's not that important if you follow me. It's more important that you are a good person and you do right by others. I'm just waiting for the theater, the KC Improv Company Theater, to open back up and really excited to get ready to get back to my life.
Woo!
Love it. Love it, love it. Thank you, folks. Foster, Michael Foster, where can the folks find you?
I'll just say I would challenge people who have never taken an improv class to take one. Wherever you're at, you know, especially in this era of Zoom, it's the stakes are especially low and it's the accessibility is very high. So try it out. It might not be for you, but you might discover this thing that we all here love and have gotten a lot of joy out of. And have gotten joy in teaching other folks to do, and better their lives. So yeah, check it out.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Well, then I will plug scripted, pre-planned, thought out theater. No, I'm kidding. yeah, great. Fine.
I also want to give a shout out to legitimate theater. All right.
thank you to our two guessy boys, Tim and Bobby Miller Jr. Tim Marks, Bobby Miller Jr. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And folks, we'll see you next time for the next week's mystery. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
I'm a baby.